Well, good evening, everyone. I am happy to be here tonight. I know maybe when I'm up here, it probably doesn't look that way normally, but I am happy to be here tonight. I made a matter of prayer what I might bring out tonight. And I had something that one of our brothers had said a few years ago, Brother Placido, that kind of stayed on my mind for one thing. I had a couple different scripture things I'd probably going to bring out tonight. But the first one was an email. How did he word it? Yucatan Mission report. This was in September of 2018 that he did it. And I was just going to read a little bit of it. In the last few months, we have had some dreams and visions that Christ is coming soon. One young man told me that he had a dream. He saw letters in the sky. He will be back soon. But since he doesn't understand English, he was told in the same dream what the sign means. Prepare, because I'm coming soon. How wonderful that we have a God that communicates with us, and he is telling us now to be prepared. Are you preparing? This brought my last spiritual experience to my mind. One morning, 2 weeks after the Phoenix reunion, I was praying and thinking about how God is working with his people. And God gave me a word, preparation. And that's just kind of stayed on my mind these last few years. Is it not wonderful? I need to be prepared. And when I read that, it's making me look at myself. I need to be prepared. And this has, like I said, stayed on my mind, especially in the day and the time that we're living in. We see so many things happening around us in the world today. And I was going to kind of start out there in 2 Timothy. And these will probably be all scriptures we know real well. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And I'm not going to read much on that, because I know all we have to do is look around us in the world today, and we see those things that are happening around us. But I wanted to go farther in this chapter, and also tonight, and just read some of the scriptures of what we need to be doing. And going over to, may I start with the 13th verse, 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And I know that's something that we do need to watch out in the world today. Is deception. We know Satan is at work, when there's no doubt in that. We need to watch that. But the 14th verse, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And we know that the Lord has given us his commandments, his scriptures, his spirit to help us in this time. And it's up to us to be studying them and following them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Again, he has given us these to help us and to lead us in this time that we have, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. And I know that's where the Lord wants us to be looking or working for, is that perfection in our lives. And I know I look at my own life and look at myself and think that I can't be perfect. I'll probably never be perfect. But we know as we read the scriptures, and I tried to find it, but I couldn't find it. I know I've read it somewhere, but the Lord wouldn't give us a commandment to follow if we weren't able to follow it, or he wouldn't help us follow it. And on perfection, I'm just going to read a few verses in another well-known scripture, Matthew, the 5th chapter. Starting with the 43rd verse. And this is the Lord speaking here. "Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto thee, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." And we know that we have to have, or we need that love for those around us in the world today. And we need that love for one another. I know I have felt that love. It's strengthening to me. I know it's helped us through many things, that love the Lord has for us, the love that we have for one another, and the love that we need for others. I'd like to continue going down into John, the 14th chapter. I'm starting with the first verse. And this is one of the other scriptures, but kind of stayed on my mind in the last few months. John 14, starting with the first verse. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Again, this is the Lord speaking. And it's one to me that's telling me not to fear in this time. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." To me, again, that shows the love that the Lord has for us, the love the Lord has for his creation. He's telling us that I go to prepare a place for you. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Again, that love the Lord has for us. He's telling us, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. And we know that's what we're looking for. "And will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And I know that's where we want to be. We want to be with the Lord in his kingdom. I'd like to go into the Book of Mormon and read just a couple verses here on this. And the first one is in Enos. I think it's about page 196. This is Enos. And I think I'll start with the 42nd verse. And it came to pass that I began to be old, and 179 years had passed away from the time that our father Lehi left Jerusalem. And I saw that I must soon go down to my grave, having been wrought upon by the power of God, that I must preach and prophesy unto this people, and declare the word according to the truth which is in Christ. And I know that is our desire. And I have declared it in all my days, and have rejoiced in it above that of the world. And I soon go to the place of my rest, which is with my Redeemer. For I know that in him I shall rest. Again, that time that we are looking forward to. And I rejoice in that day when my mortal shall put on immortality and shall stand before him. Then shall I see his face with pleasure, and he will say unto me, come unto me, ye blessed. There is a place prepared for you in the mansions of my Father. Again, I know that is that time that we're looking forward to. That's where we want to be. And I remember when my dad had passed away, it was hard on us. But I know that's what he had been looking forward to. Is that time that he would be with the Lord. And I know we've had several in the last few months, and I know that's how they felt, to be with their Savior, and where we want to be one day. Also in Ether, the fifth chapter, and maybe I'll start with the 30th verse here. It's page 748. And I, Moroni, having heard these words, was comforted and said, O Lord, thy righteous will be done. For I know that thou workest unto the children of men according to their faith. For the brother of Jared said unto the mountain Zeran, remove, and it was removed. And if he had not had faith, it would not have moved. Wherefore, thou workest after men have faith. For thus did thou manifest thyself unto thy disciples. For after they had faith and did speak in thy name, thou didst show thyself unto them and great power. And we know that we need that steadfast faith, strong faith in our Savior. And I also remember that thou hast said that thou hast prepared a house for man, yea, even among the mansions of thy Father, in which man might have a more excellent hope, whereof man must hope, or he cannot receive an inheritance in the place which thou hast prepared. And I know that's where our hope is. Our hope is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And again, I remember that thou hast said that thou hast loved the world even unto the laying down of thy life for the world, that thou mightest take it again to prepare a place for the children of men. Again, it shows that love of the Lord. And now I know that this love which thou hast had for the children of men is charity. Wherefore, except men shall have charity, they cannot inherit the place which thou hast prepared in the mansions of thy Father. And we know that this charity we read in the Book of Mormon is the pure love of Christ. And I know we want that in our lives. Wherefore, I know by this thing which thou hast said, that if the Gentiles have not charity because of our weakness, that thou wilt prove them and take away their talent. Yea, even that which they have received, and give it unto them who shall have more abundantly. And it came to pass that I prayed unto the Lord, that he would give unto the Gentiles grace, that they might have charity. And it came to pass that the Lord said unto me, If they have not charity, it mattereth not unto thee. Thou hast been faithful, wherefore thy garments shall be made clean. And because thou hast seen thy weakness, thou shalt be made strong, even unto the sitting down in the place which I have prepared in the mansions of my Father. And again, I know this is what we are looking forward to. And that's, like I said, it's kind of stayed on my mind, is that the Lord has prepared a place for his creation. And he tells us in that, back into John, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will return. Again, what we're looking forward to. And as I look at that, I look at the Lord has gone to prepare a place for us, what do I need to be doing? We know that this time is given to us for a time to prepare, a time to be following his scriptures, his commandments, doing the things that are pleasing before him, having that love one to another, helping those around us. I'm going to go into the Book of Mormon, just read a couple short scriptures on prepared. I'm going to Alma, the 9th chapter. It's page 346. And I'll start with the 40th verse here. And I'm going to read maybe just two verses. And we see that death cometh upon mankind, yea, the death which has been spoken of by Amulek, which is the temporal death. Nevertheless, there was a time granted unto man in which he might repent. And again, we know this time is our time before the Lord. Strengthen our faith. We need to seek forgiveness wherein we have done wrong and fallen short. Therefore, this life became a probationary state, a time to prepare to meet God. And again, I look at myself, and am I prepared to meet the Lord? Is my life, have I done that which has been pleasing to him? And I pray that I have. A time to prepare to meet God, a time to prepare for that endless state which has been spoken of, which is after the resurrection of the dead. And also over in the 16th chapter of Alma, and just a couple verses on page 430. I think I'll start with 227th verse here. Yea, I would that ye would come forth and harden not your hearts any longer. For behold, now is the time and the day of your salvation. And therefore, if ye will repent and harden not your hearts, immediately shall the great plan of redemption be brought about unto you. For behold, this life is the time for men to prepare to meet God. Yea, behold, the day of this life is a day for men to perform their labors. And now I said unto you before, if you have had so many witnesses, therefore I beseech of you that you do not procrastinate the day of your repentance until the end. And I know that we know that this time has been given to us as a time to prepare before the Lord, a time to be following the scriptures and the commandments that he has given to us, to lead us and direct us in this time, to draw us closer to him. And go over onto page 452, a little farther in Alma, in Alma, 19th chapter. And read just one verse here. And thus we, 84th verse. And thus we see that there was a time granted unto man to repent. Yea, a probationary time, a time to repent and to serve God. And we know this time has been given to us again as a time to serve the Lord and to serve one another. And I know that's what the Lord desires of us. I'd like to turn back just one page to verse 71. And this is another one of the verses that stays on my mind. I know it's a short verse, but it does say so much. Now the decrees of God are unalterable. Therefore, the way is prepared, that whosoever will may walk therein and be saved. And again, like I said, that verse is short, but it does say so much. Now the decrees of God are unalterable. And we know that his scriptures, his commandments don't change. I know we can look around in the world and I think we can see man has changed some of them. But his commandments and scriptures don't change. And I know a lot of times you hear in the world today that we need to change with the times and that, but that isn't what the Lord wants. He wants us to stay in the straight and narrow path that we have entered into. Therefore, the way is prepared. And we know that the Lord has prepared the way for us. It's up to us to be following that way, to follow that those scriptures and commandments. His spirit that he has given to us is up to us to be following them and letting him work in our lives. That whosoever will, and that's where the comes to us, that whosoever will, you know, it's our choice. And I think after this, it's tells us our choice, that whosoever will may walk therein and be saved. And I know that's where we want to be, walking in the Lord's ways, following the commandments and scriptures he has given to us, that love one to another in the time that we are living in. I'm going to go back to John and just read that two of the verses there again in the 14th chapter. Let not your heart be troubled. And I think that's important in the time that we live in. Let not your heart be troubled, not to fear. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And again, I know that's where we want to be with the Lord, doing the things that are right and pleasing in his sight, keeping ourselves in that straight path that we have entered into before him. And I'd like to read just a few scriptures to help us in that time. First, going back into Matthew, 22nd chapter. And again, I know this is a scripture that we all know. We know that the Lord has given it to us to help us in this time. Matthew 22, and may I start with the 34th verse. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And when I look at that, that love our neighbors, I look at that as just all those that are around us in the world today. We need to have that love. Again, that love for the Lord, a love for one another, love for those that are around us. And I know sometimes that's not easy, but I know this is where the Lord wants us. I'd like to also go over to 1 John, the 4th chapter, and just read a few verses that the Lord has given to us to, for this time. 1 John, 4th chapter. I'm going to read the 4th verse and then go down to the 7th. And the 4th verse is one that I used to, when I was driving a truck, I listened to gospel music at times, and there's one song that came on that had this in it, and it took me a while to find it. I mean, in the song, it's worded a little different, but ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we know that the Lord in our lives, his Holy Spirit in our lives, his love in our lives, are greater than those things that are in the world today. But again, our faith and our trust and our love needs to be in him, to rely upon him. And again, let his Spirit work in us, work in our lives. And going to the 7th verse. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifest, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. We know that he was that sacrifice for us. I'm going to go back and just read that in John. Again, it's a scripture we all know. We don't need to turn to it. It's John 3:16. Now let's start with the 14th verse. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of God be lifted up, Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Again, I know that's where our faith is. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And again, I know this is where our faith, our trust, our love needs to be, and I know that it is. It's in the Lord. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And again, I know I have felt that love, and I know I believe each one of us has felt that love, and I know it's helped us, the love from our Heavenly Father and the love from each other through many things in this life that we have had to endure. And I know that's why the Lord has given them to us. And again, it's up to us to be following them. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And again, I know that we have felt his Spirit in our lives. We have felt his Spirit in our services. And we know that we need his Spirit with us always. I'd like to turn over just read just a couple verses in, and I was going to read this earlier and forgot to. Page 73 in the Book of Mormon. And this is the Lord, it's on 12th chapter, 3rd Nephi, and read two verses, 25 and 26. Behold, I have given unto you my gospel. And this is the Lord speaking. And this is the gospel which I have given unto you, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And my Father sent me that I might be lifted up upon the cross, and after I had been lifted up upon the cross, I might draw all men unto me. And again, to me, it shows that love the Lord has. He's given his life for his creation. And here he's setting an example for us. He's doing the will of his Father, following the commandments his Father has given him. And it says in 25th verse, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And we know the Lord did the will of his Father. And I know that's where we need to be, is to do the will of our Heavenly Father. I thought going a little farther in 1 John, the 5th chapter, and read just a few verses here. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Again, we know that the Lord gave us his scriptures, his commandments, his love, knowing what we would be in need of in the time that we live in, what we would come in contact with. He has given us these, and again, it's up to us to be following them, to let the world, letting the Lord work in us. He has given us those commandments to help us and to lead us. I'd like to read just a few more scriptures to help us in this time that we have here. We know that all the scriptures have been given to help. And we'll go over to Philippians, the second chapter. And maybe I'll start with the first verse here. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. And I know that the Lord wants us to be one before him. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And when I look at that, my mind is drawn that we need to help one another. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being a form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. And I think that's so important for us. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless. And I know this again is where we want to be. That we may be blameless, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. And we know that the Book of Mormon tells us that this light is Christ. And I look at it as that the Lord will be shining through us, that those around us may see the Lord in us, in our lives. And going over to, Philippians in the fourth chapter, starting with the fourth verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on those things. those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Now, one little word there says so much. Those things which ye have heard and received and heard and seen in me, do. Do them. And the God of peace shall be with you. And again, we want the Lord to always be with us, to be with us in our lives. I had just a couple more scriptures here to read. I'd like to read. First one is in Second Peter. Second Peter, the first chapter. And to me, this is one that, like, I need to be growing, that we need to be growing in the Lord. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained light precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that I may have brought out a few scriptures tonight to help us in the day and the time that we live in, with that which we see happening around us in the world today. I'd like to close with reading two scriptures out of the Book of Mormon, and I think I may have read them the last time I was here. I know my brother Steve tells me I read them all the time, so I'm just going to keep it up and read it. The first one is in Mosiah, first chapter, it's page 215. Let me, I'll start with the 86th verse. O all ye old men, and also ye young men, and ye little children who can understand my words. When I look at this, I just kind of look at myself and see how fast time goes by. And I look at the first part of this. I think I've went through all three of these, or in the last stage of this. All ye old men and ye young men and ye little children who can understand my words, for I have spoken plain unto you, that ye might understand. I pray that ye should awake to remembrance of the awful situation of those that have fallen into transgression. And moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and the happy state that keep of those that keep the commandments of God. And I know that's where we want to be before the Lord, in that blessed and happy state. And I know that's where the Lord wants us, to have joy before him and serving him. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. And what could be greater than that, than being with the Lord? And also just one verse on page 225. And this is Mosiah, the third chapter, 21st verse. Therefore I would that ye should be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in good works, that Christ the Lord omnipotent may seal you his, that you may be brought to heaven, that ye may have everlasting salvation and eternal life, through the wisdom and power and justice and mercy of him who created all things in heaven and in earth, who is God above all. Thank you.